Saturday will be 5 years since the Pulse nightclub mass shooting in Orlando, Florida. One of the people killed in the early morning hours of June 12, 2016, was a Torrington High School graduate, remembered by her loved ones as a bright light to all who knew her. Here's Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano with a profile of Kimberly Morris.
2 months before her death, KJ Morris posted on Facebook about being in Florida a little longer to take care of her mom. Shakara Henley Fessler once lived with Morris.
I think she was kind of like having a hard time finding community out there. I believe her getting the job at Pulse was her attempt at trying to find that connectivity to the LGBTQ plus community.
Morris, a bouncer at the Pulse nightclub, was one of 49 people killed in what was at the time the largest mass shooting in American history. 5 years later, another former roommate of Morris is still heartbroken, Jace Chaporian.
I'm still completely and utterly wrecked over it.
Before she bounced at Pulse, Morris worked the door at Divas in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Northampton has a huge LGBTQ plus community, and she could be exactly who she was. She could, you know, be KJ, she could be Daddy K.
Daddy K, Morris's drag king persona.
I loved to watch her perform because she loved it so much. She made you feel like you were up on a stage with her.
Morris always danced, even 30 years ago, back in Torrington. Oluwaseyi Akinbabola went to dances with her at THS. Akinbabola joined a step club Morris started.
She like would teach all of us, and then we tried to like do performances. She was always, always a performer.
They were best friends, and they kept in touch even though they both moved about the country.
The day before the Pulse shooting, we were talking about me coming down to Florida with my son to hang out. I was just going to go spend like a week with her.
Both of her old roommates adored her. Shakara Henley Fessler said they never fought. Jace Chaporian said she was a bright light gifted to us by the universe.
The fact that that light was snuffed out so soon, it's just a damn shame.
Akinbabola still feels it.
I don't know how anybody could be mad at her. I don't know how anybody could take somebody like that.
Akinbabola and others who grew up in Torrington set up a scholarship fund in Morris's memory. 5 years to the day KJ died, they'll take donations at the Torrington Strawberry Festival. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.